sleep tourism. It's a thing.
Could you not tuck the blankets in? Because I can't sleep all tucked in.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yes, yes. I like to just be able to take the blankets and swish them and swirl them. You know what I mean?
A classic Seinfeld moment. One tuck, one no tuck. People getting away to catch some Z's or catch some more Z's. That's, of course, been always part of vacation. But now the notion of sleep tourism is part of the findings in a new Hilton report. And joining us here on Newsline is Amanda Al-Masri. She is the global vice president of wellness at Hilton. Amanda, Bud Mishkin here at WCBS in New York. Thanks for a few minutes of your time today. When did this notion of sleep tourism start to become a thing?
Sleep tourism is really a buzzword at the moment. And, you know, we've seen this coming for a long time, right? And we're in our most recent trends report, then we saw that the number one reason that people travel, no matter why they travel or no matter their generation, is to rest and recharge. So it's a natural extension to think of sleep being a big part of how we might do the best while we're away from home in a hotel. And so when we know that sleep can make or break a trip, it certainly becomes an important measure of our stay when we're with our hotels. So sleep tourism is really just an even more, a deeper concentration on that, right? People are planning now entire trips around relaxation, and that's what sleep tourism is.
So how does that manifest itself from Hilton's standpoint? What do you have to do in order to, are there expectations that the traveler has now that one didn't have, say, 5 or even 10 years ago?
I think there is. And it's funny, you would think that, you know, this is something that younger generations are hyper-focused on, but really we're seeing that across the board, regardless of generation, people care about this, but they might care about it a little bit differently. While our baby boomers are very focused on a great mattress and staying with a trusted brand that has a consistently good mattress and that has communicated that, and we certainly are reflecting that in brands like Canopy by Hilton, where we've got a really incredible memory foam mattress experience, but even programming. Right. So our younger generations, particular Gen Z, they really see sleep as an ecosystem, right? Not just about laying your head on the bed, but it's what you're doing during your stay that impacts. So we've done things like really strong alcohol-free cocktail programs where they know that they might be reducing their alcohol intake before they sleep, which is absolutely a great tip to getting the best night rest possible. But they can still participate in a really great bar experience without having to consume alcohol.
From your experience, when this was first being considered, did you have to overcome a level of skepticism from employees, and has that now changed?
Around sleep tourism, look, I think the interesting thing is this is something we've known for a long time. You know, our brand has really always considered ourselves, you know, a sleep company, right? People come and they spend a night with us. So we know that it's a huge piece of what drives our guest satisfaction, right? If a guest has a great night's sleep, they really consider it a successful stay. But yes, finding a way into sleep programming across our entire stay experience is something relatively new, and it crosses a lot of functions, right? So, you know, historically, I might have been very focused on fitness and spa, and what's true now is my function now crosses everything from food and beverage to our guest room program, right? So it's really a whole new wellness world out there.
I see that, and I hear that. Amanda Al-Masri is the Global Vice President of Wellness at Hilton. Hilton with a new report talking about the whole notion of sleep tourism. Amanda, thanks for your time today, and I guess I can just wish you good sleep and good rest for you as well.
Thank you so much. Sleep well tonight.
Will do, or I'll try.